Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Customer service of what company?
I work for a third-party call center.
What? You work for a third party, so how do I know who I'm speaking to? And I want to know what company you represent.
Yes, ma'am. So were you billed by one of our companies?
I'm interested in one of your fraudulent companies that have stolen money from my account.
All right, so I can pull up your account for you and let you know who billed you. Can I have your zip code?
33472.
So that was 33472 in your first and last name.
Warbler. Why would you even have somebody open at this time of night? I mean, the whole thing is very suspect.
Yes, ma'am. What did you say your name was?
Grobler.
All right, thank you for that. So there was a purchase here. It looks like you entered into a contest to win a Bite to a Meal Planet app. Could you verify your address?
What did I enter into? A contest for what?
It looks like for a mixer.
I entered a contest for a mixer.
Yes.
Okay,
ma'am.
And tell me more about the mixer. The competition I entered was for a mixer, and I was supposed to spend how much money?
So there was a purchase here.
Of how much?
It was for $59.89.
For a mixer, why would the mixer be $59? How much?
Okay, well, I do apologize about that. So
no, don't apologize. I'm interested in what you're telling me. Okay.
So it looks like your account was already canceled. It looks like you filed a fraud claim with your bank, and they gave you a full refund on the 16th of June.
Yeah, and today they've changed their mind, and they say that I have to pay the money. So I'm not sure what's going on. Where's the mixer, and what's the mixer got to do with a company called Top Living Fitness?
Okay. So what happened, ma'am, when you entered into the contest to win the mixer, you had to pay for a subscription as well. That's where the $59 came from.
When you apply to win a mixer, you have to subscribe to a company.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't make sense to me.
So basically, you entered into the contest to win the mixer. There is a fee to enter into the contest.
You can buy a mixer for that price. So I entered a contest to win a mixer. Okay. Explain that again. I entered a competition to win a mixer.
She bought a mixer for $2.
Yes, ma'am. And then they enrolled you into a subscription for a consumer.
Who enrolled me into a subscription? And what did the subscription have to do with a mixer?
So the company that supplies the mixer, in order to get it for such a low rate, you had to pay for the subscription. But your account is already canceled, ma'am. You filed a dispute with their bank, and they already gave you the money back.
Yeah, but now they took it back again. I've just got an email tonight saying that they have gone in favor of the company that you're representing.
So what happened was they called our company and verified your information, the same information that you gave me to pull up the account. They used that to verify. So they said that the charge was then valid, and that's why they took the money back. So you do have to contact your bank if you're not okay with the refund that they gave you.
Okay, but you tell me, because you're a hardworking woman just like me. It's $60. It's a hell of a lot of money. Explain to me how there's an advert for a mixer for $2 from Walmart. How does it end up being $59.95 for some subscription? It doesn't make any sense in my head.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize, but they stated it in their terms and conditions that you have to pay for the subscription if you wanted to enter into the contest to win the mixer.
Now, where did it say that?
It wasn't a competition.
It wasn't a competition. It was Walmart had too many mixers. They were not going to be selling them anymore. And so they were selling them off cheap, and you just had to apply, and you were going to get a mixer for $2. Which now in my head I was scammed, but the problem is when I'm scammed I'm supposed to be protected by my credit card. Now they've screwed me, so yeah, I can be scammed for $2 because that's what I signed up for. But I did not get scammed and approved $59.95. Now I don't even know what I've subscribed to. What did I subscribe to?
No idea.
So you subscribe to the Consumer Buyers Club. That's the company that supplies the mixer. Now, ma'am, I can't give
what
you a refund.
What did I subscribe to?
The Consumer Buyers Club. I can't give you a
What's
refund.
What's it called? A consumer what?
Virus.
Consumer Buyers Club.
Virus?
Buyers. B-U.
Oh, Consumer Buyers Club.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I subscribe to.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is that? What does it do?
So they sell products like a neck massager, foot massagers. They sell mixers as well, and other gadgets. That gives you access to their company to receive more products.
Okay, so what have I got? Because I'm not sure what I've got yet. I never got a mixer. I've got a letter from my bank saying that the company that stole my money is Top Living Fitness Plan, and you're telling me it's actually a consumer buyers club.
So, you bought a mixer.
And I bought a mixer. So I haven't got a mixer. I have no information about a consumer buyers club, and I've got a letter from my bank saying the people that stole my money claim to have sold me a
subscription
to a Top Living Fitness Plan.
Which is what?
Which is, I don't know what that even means.
Where is it?
So again, ma'am, I do apologize, but you would have to contact your bank about the refund. They are now over the account since you filed a dispute with your bank. They decided that the charges were valid since the information that was provided matched the information.
Yeah, but you're not, I mean, first of all, I mean, I don't even get why you answer the phone at 12 o'clock midnight. Who's employing you, and how much money are they screwing people to actually afford to have somebody answer the phone at this time of night? It blows my mind.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just a third-party call center. I don't work for the Consumer Buyers Club directly. I just handle their customer service.
How many complaints do you get?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm sorry.
How many calls have you got from customers that are confused?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't know the answer to that question. Now, what I can let you know is that if you want to negotiate your refund, you would have to contact your bank because they now are in charge of this account since the dispute was made. We no longer have access to it. I can just read to you what happened on the account, but I'm not allowed to process a refund.
Okay, what does it say on my account?
So it says here that your account was canceled and they gave you a full refund on, let's see, on the 16th of June. And then after that, we no longer had access to the account. Now, as far as you trying to get that refund back, what happens is when you file a dispute, they will then give you a temporary credit. They'll call the place that you are filing the dispute on and verify information. So that's like your first name, your email, your phone number, and all that stuff. If it matches the information that we have and the information that they have, they will then take that money back. It's solely on the bank to give you a refund. I cannot process a refund. I no longer have access to this account. So you do have to contact your bank about that.
Now, according to this letter I just printed from the bank, this company, which is not the company you're talking about, you're telling me consumer buyers on this letter, it's Top Living Fitness, okay? They're saying that it's a monthly subscription. You guys aren't going to pull more money out of my account tomorrow, are you? Because it's the
8th
again.
No, ma'am, your account is canceled.
Okay.
Fine, we know exactly what.
Okay, can I have your name? Is that fine?
AVIONE.
And is there like a reference for this telephone call? A reference number?
I can give you your account number. So it's C as in chart. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's 920.
Yeah.
834.
Yeah.
033.
Okay, and where are you based out of interest?
Alabama.
Alabama.
I mean, yeah, you've got a nice accent. But, I mean, how come they've got people working at this time of night?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I mean, handle
their customer service.
But their customer service is confusing because now you think I've enrolled in Customer Buyers Club. And I've got a piece of paper saying I enrolled in the Top Living Fitness plan.
Yes, ma'am. So you can have your bank contact us again, and you can be on the line. We can just go over everything again, but they decided not to give the refund back, not our company.
Okay. Look, I appreciate your help. Presumably, you're not the scammer. You just work for the scammers.
Okay.
But it's horrible to be, you know, screwed over. But I thank you for your time. Good night.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.